CD Magic. After a meeting one night, I felt very tired, eager to get home and get to sleep. I was approaching my car when I heard, "Mew, mew, mew, mew." Looking under my car, I saw a teeny little kitten shaking and crying, huddled close to the tire. I have never had a fondness for cats. I'm a dog person, thank you very much. I grew up with dogs all my young life, and cats always bugged me. Kind of creeped me out. I especially hated going into houses that had cat boxes. I wondered if the residents just ignored the awful smell. Plus, cats always seemed to be all over everything, not to mention their hair. And I was semi-allergic to them. Suffice it to say, I had never in my life gone out of my way for a cat. But when I knelt down and saw this scared little red tabby mewing like crazy, something inside urged me to reach out and pick her up. She ran away immediately. I thought, okay, well, I tried. But as I went to get into my car, I heard the kitten mewing again. That pitiful mewing really pulled at my heart, and I found myself crossing the street to try to find her. I found her, and she ran. I fought her again, and she ran again. This went on and on. Yet, I just couldn't leave her. Finally, I was able to grab her. When I held her in my arms, she seemed so little and skinny and very sweet. And she stopped mewing. It was totally out of character, but I took her into my car with me. The kitty freaked out, screeching and running at lightning speed all over the car until she settled herself right in my lap. Of course, I didn't know what I was going to do with her, and yet I felt compelled to bring her home. I drove home worrying the whole way, because I knew my roommate was deathly allergic to cats. I got home very late, put the kitten in the front yard, and left some milk for her. I was half hoping she would run away by the time morning came, but in the morning she was still there, so I brought her to work with me. Luckily, I have a very sympathetic boss, especially when it comes to animals. Once we had a hurt sparrow in the office for weeks that he had found a nurse back to health. All day at work, I tried to find someone who would take the kitten, but all the cat lovers were full up. I still didn't know what to do with the kitty, so I took her on some errands with me when I left work. Again, she freaked out in the car, and this time wedged herself under the seat. My last stop that afternoon was at my parents' house. Recently, my father had been diagnosed with prostate cancer. He had undergone hormone treatment, and the doctors now felt they had arrested the cancer. At least for the present, I liked to go there as often as I could. That afternoon, parked in front of my parents' house, I was trying to coax the kitten out from under the seat when she zoomed out of the car and into the neighbor's bushes. There are a lot of bushes in that neighborhood, and I realized after looking for a while that it was a lost cause. I felt a bit sad, but consoled myself that this area had many families with kids. Surely someone would find her and give her a good home, I told myself. To be honest, I felt somewhat relieved because I didn't know what I would have done with her. I visited my parents, and as I was leaving, I told them to call me if the kitty came around their place and I would come pick her up. I kidded my father, saying, "Of course you could keep her if you wanted," to which he replied, "Not on your life." I suppose that my dad wasn't that interested in having pets, particularly cats. That night, there was a call on my answering machine from my father. The kitty had actually shown up on their front doorstep. He said he had her in the house and she was okay, but could I come pick her up the next day? My heart sank. What am I going to do with this cat? I thought. I didn't have the heart to take her to the pound, and I was sure that my roommate wasn't feeling up for a hospital trip to treat a cat-induced asthma attack. I couldn't see a solution. I called my father the next day and told him I would come over and pick up the kitty. To my great surprise, he said not to rush. He had gone out and bought a cat box. Oh no! Cat food and a little dish. I was amazed and thanked him for his generosity. He proceeded to tell me what a character the kitten was and how late the previous night she had been zooming back and forth across the floor. I listened open-mouthed. The topper came when he said that Kitty came up and lied on his chest when he was lying down. I asked, "You let her do that?" "Oh, yes, I pet her, and I could feel her motor running," he replied lovingly. "So take your time, dear, finding a home for her. I can keep her until you do." I was floored. My dad, Seymour, Mr. Keep Those Dogs Outside, had a kitty purring on his chest, in his bed, no less. As the weeks went on, Dad got weaker. His cancer had reappeared. Yet whenever I called Dad, I heard more and more about how cute Kitty was, how she zoomed around, how loud her motor was, how she followed him everywhere. When I was at the house, my father would call for her, having her come up on his lap, pet her, talk to her, and say how much he loved her. "Dad, aren't you allergic to cats?" I asked once, as he was putting his handkerchief away after one of his infamous loud honks. He just shrugged his shoulders and smiled sheepishly. As he got sicker and could barely move without terrible pain, one of his few joys was to have Kitty lie on his chest. He would pet her and say, "Listen, her motor is running. That's a good kitty, good kitty." We all watched in awe at Dad's unabased affection for this little feline. Kitty worked her magic on both Dad and me. Charming a reluctant pet owner, the little cat became one of my father's single greatest comforts in his final days. And me? Kitty opened my eyes to the wonder and my story of how life unfolds. She taught me to listen to my heart, even when my head is saying no. I didn't realize on that unusual night that I was simply a messenger, an unknown courier, delivering a most beautiful and needed friend.